This is what it's like to bring a dog on board Singapore's first airline that caters to pets, Singapore Air. This is Bella, who will act as our passenger for today. Let's go!
A return flight for a pet holiday to Hong Kong can cost from $27,000 for two passengers and one pet. But most of these flights aren't holidays. About 70 to 80% are actually pet relocations.
For example, this year, now it's only February, we actually already have close to 10 flights booked already. In fact, last week we just did a flight from Singapore to Jakarta.
If you fly commercial, you have to put your pets in cargo. You don't get to be with your pet. And being separated and put in a dark space at the bottom of the aircraft is not very comforting for an owner.
So that one we chartered specifically for one Poran. So there was just one Poran and a dog. It's actually a French bulldog and two pilots and myself. So it's very interesting because French bulldog is banned by a lot of commercial airlines to fly because of the short snout. They have this, what we call brachycephalic face. So meaning that the airway is actually shorter. So there's higher risk of asphyxiation when they fly cargo. So a lot of commercial airlines are not accepting Frenchies, even Chow Chow and a lot of other breeds. So through us, we actually made it possible for the client to bring the beloved dog back to Jakarta. It all actually started during COVID. I wanted to bring my personal dogs on holiday. There didn't seem to be any airline able to bring my dog. So I began exploring whether I could combine these two passions together of aviation and pet. If you bring your pet to Japan, there's actually at least a 7 to 8 months preparation. You need two rabies jab, you need a rabies blood samples for serology that is done at a WOAH approved lab. We are the only company that is both an ABS recognized pet agent and STB licensed travel agent. So we work very closely with them to notify them, then they will send a team over here to ensure that whole process, the inspection is done smoothly.
That includes handling import and export permits with Singapore's Animal and Veterinary Service.
You see Bella now is actually seated on the seat like a passenger, or they can be on the lap, or they can be anywhere they like. They can actually roam up to see, to have a look at the cockpit as well. The largest that has been on this plane is actually a Great Dane. Yeah.
So we fly with two pilots and one cabin crew. We'll tell them in advance that there are pets on board, so there are certain things that we will do different as compared to passenger flights. So temperature also, we keep it to a consistent for the pets. Catering is also of course different. We will ask the same thing, like any dietary restrictions, any allergies, any special requests. We treat our pets the same way we treat our passengers. We have dog beds, we have toys, we have snacks. So I guess because so many people treat their pets like family, they would want their pets to be together with them.